Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I was thinking about how I would start this morning's sermon, and the beginning of it came from a very, very unlikely place, but I think one that everyone can relate to. While sitting out in the one-car garage, which, for lack of a better term, is my man cave, I was staring at my John Deere tractor, and I was staring at the snowblower pulled out in front of it. You see, like a lot of folks, I wasn't necessarily caught by surprise by the snow we got, but it sure was a lot of it. And it was heavy, and it was wet. And the tractor's old. So we got through the first snowfall, okay. The second one, not so much. Pushing all of that heavy, wet stuff, the belt finally gave out, the snowblower started to rattle, and I barely got my own driveway done, and that was the end of my snow blowing for that particular snowfall. So I had to order a belt for it, and along ordering the belt, I started looking at different things on the snowblower, and you know, some things seemed to turn okay, others things didn't seem to turn okay. So I called and I talked to the mechanic. Yeah, these should be okay. You should probably replace this. It'll come with the belt. It'll be in on Tuesday. So you can imagine my excitement when everybody comes to church this morning and tells us we're expecting 4 to 6 inches of snow, and I don't have a snowblower till Tuesday. Man, I can't imagine why that belt went. It was only 27 years old. You know? Jeepers. You know, things like that happen. We take the best care of things that we can, especially when it comes to mechanics. Cars very hard nowadays are very hard to work on, but we change the oil regularly. We look to see, we do general maintenance. But then it comes to a point in time where it may need to be tweaked by someone that's better at it than we are. In the case of my old tractor, still works okay. But as I mentioned to Tina, if this is where we intend to retire, and we do, there's probably one more tractor in my future. Because that tractor will get to the point where it will either need to be overhauled or it will be replaced. But today we're going to concentrate on that overhaul thing, that renewal thing. And see, and that isn't the only thing. When you're born and raised on a farm, farmers, whether they're mechanically inclined or not, force themselves to be able to fix things so they're not constantly running back and forth. But even when they do everything right, that old faithful McCormick M or that International 856 gets tired and it needs somebody to rebuild it. It needs somebody to renew it. Really important. In our area up here, loggers are in the same bunch. You break something in the woods and it's minor, you don't call somebody into the woods to fix it. You learn how. You take care of things. But even doing so, it all has its lifespan. It all gets tired. And it all needs somebody that's just a bit better at what they do to rebuild it, to renew it, to put it back with the same strength and power that it once had. Just the way things are. We have a gospel today that speaks of repentance in Advent. That's a little on the strange side when you consider that repentance is a Lenten theme. Advent is a renewal theme. And yet John comes at us with a warning of repentance. But he also comes with a proclamation that says, the kingdom of God is near. So I thought about that word repentance and how it ties in. And really, the way it works is that renewal is a product of repentance. And repentance is that thing which we take and we look at, and we look at the engine. We look at the engine, our heart. And we look at those things that weigh it down. We look at those things and those places within it that are dark. We look at what the world pushes upon us, and it pushes out the light. And we get tired. The engine falters. and we need someone to fix it. And what John is proclaiming is the one that fixes the human heart, that came to preach to the human heart, to mend the human heart, to give people hope, and to finish and complete the promise that God made of old, that he would send his Son to fix the hurt, the darkness, the weariness of the world and of our hearts. Isaiah speaks of a shoot from Jesse that would not come with sword, that would not come with armies, but come with the strength of his own words, where no one would be prey, no one would be predator, there would be no tools of war, there would be no enemies, and there would be no wars fought. He came to heal the hearts of mankind, to heal the creation of God. And this is the hope that we live in, the hope that Paul speaks about in Romans. It is that wonderful hope in Christ that drives out and heals the pain that life gives us, that gives us the ability not only to forgive the sins of others, but also to forgive ourselves. Because no true healing can start until we let those things go and we give them to Christ. We can't heal unless we give them to Christ. Christ cannot rebuild us unless we give those things to him. And it's this hope that we live in. Now, in that understanding of it, the renewal that we look for in Advent does come through repentance. And it is a renewal that properly prepares us to again celebrate the birth, the greatest gift ever given. It prepares us once more to walk with Christ in his ministry as he is preparing to do so in today's gospel. And it prepares us to wait patiently, to live in and through him and through the gospel in anticipation of his coming again. This is the renewal of Advent. This is the renewal that helps us to look at all the things that have went wrong, that all the things that we wish we could have done different, of all the things that we could have said different, let them go. And allow our Savior to fix the engine, to change our hearts once again, to lighten them, to brighten them, that they run again at full capacity in and for his love and in love towards one another in a season that is built on the love of mankind. That's the renewal that we look for. That is the rule. That is what we look for in Advent, the renewal through repentance. Look deep. Look again to the light and the life of the newborn Christ. Look again to that death and resurrection. Live in the hope of the promised Messiah to come again. And you will be renewed and well ready to receive our Lord. Amen.